Hi, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, the editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today we are joined by esteemed sports photographer Bruce Bennett, who last night worked his 5,000th NHL game. Quite an accomplishment. Hey, Bruce, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Harry. It's great to be here with you.
You know, Bruce, I guess I'll just ask, can you recall the first NHL game you worked, where it was and who played and all that?
Oh, no, I can't. I can't even remember what I had for breakfast, and you asked me a question like that. we're looking in 1974. I started working for the Hockey News back then. I was just a naive kid, and I sent some pictures to the Hockey News, and they said, sure, we'll give you $4 a photo. Can you get into the games on your own, or do you need a press pass? And so I opted for the press pass and started out with a game at Madison Square Garden. I'm actually paging through my little credential book to see. Yeah, it was Madison Square Garden. I have no idea who we played against that day or who the teams were. But quickly, in that same week, it was a Ranger game and an Islander game. And that's how my career got started.
Wow. And I guess you work mostly, I know you live out on Long Island. Do you work mostly Long Island and then in Madison Square Garden, or do you pretty much go wherever they send you?
I always describe my territory as Islanders, Rangers, Devils, Flyers. And in fact, those are the four teams that I've acted as team photographer for in the past. So whenever those teams are home, usually in one of those games, and I always say like the closest team wins. So since the Islanders are only 15 minutes away from me, if they're home, and the Flyers are 2.5 hours, if they're home, then the Islanders win. If we get some gaps in the schedule, what I do is I travel around the league. I try to hit every arena once a season or once every other season. And then, of course, you have Olympics and some international tournaments, and anything pretty much that's hockey is a target for me.
That brings up a good question is like, we're talking, when we talk 5,000 games, we're just talking NHL, correct? Because like you said, you know, I've seen you at a number of Olympics and you've done a number of other types of events as well, correct?
Yeah. That 5,000 number is hockey that includes National Hockey League, including their playoffs and preseason games, international tours, tournaments, exhibitions, Olympic games. Even there are 8 World Hockey Association games thrown in there. And a small number of old-timers, Masters games, Canadian juniors, American Hockey League college games.
Now, are you the one who compiled all these numbers, or did somebody tell you? How did you come to know that it was going to be, last night was going to be your 5,000th game?
Well, I've got an accounting degree from the CW Post School of Professional Accountancy. And so when your mind works in that sort of way, you kind of keep numbers of just about anything and everything. That might be a little OCD thrown in there as well. I'm not certain. But, yeah, through all the years, I kept tabs for no specific purpose other than just to count. And year after year, those numbers just started getting bigger and bigger until I lost all sense of reality when you get close to 5,000. Because I have to agree, that number's a little nutty.
Wow. Now, last night, I understand that the Islanders paid a tribute to you?
Yeah, it was really nice. My second family at Getty Images, who I've worked for 10 years now, and in fact, I direct their hockey coverage, they combined with the New York Islanders on a little tribute on the scoreboard. I had flowers for my wife, which, you know, who I haven't seen in almost 40 years, but yeah, there's a lot of hockey games in there, and a beautiful jersey, an Islander jersey with 5,000 on the front, on the back of that and on the sleeves. Unbelievable that they were able to squeeze the number 5,000 on a jersey, so that's really a work of art.
Absolutely. And, you know, you were talking about you work all these games, and I know that, you know, we always see you at the draft and things like that. I guess the question is do you ever get any downtime to step away from the rink?
You know, it's a short summer for anyone who gets deeply involved in sports, you know, in the sport of hockey as I do. I always look at July and August as the downtime. And for me, coming from self-employment where you work every hour or every day, I've just kind of carried that over just because that's who I am. I've carried that over to Getty Images. And for me, when I'm not at a game at night, that feels like I'm on a vacation day. And those 2 months of summer, July and August, There's relaxation in there for sure, but it's also getting everything in line for the upcoming season. And that always comes around pretty fast.
Oh, absolutely. Do you ever get a chance to, or have any desire to just go to a game, sit in the stand, and just see it without looking through your viewfinder?
You know, when I'm home, I rarely watch hockey on TV. When I'm at games, there are times prior to the start of the game that I'll sit somewhere in the arena and just try to visualize where else I could put a camera, how I could do something different that hasn't been done before. But I know in the past there are a couple of games that I've gone to, let's say as a fan, and that's not for me. I'm too impatient, too antsy. I see things that I would have loved to capture on film or on digital these days. So going as a fan, well, that ship sailed a long time ago.
Do you have a favorite arena that you like to shoot in?
Well, strangely enough, I guess that's Nassau Coliseum. They don't build arenas like that anymore, and some people would say, well, thank God for that. But when you know a building and you're familiar with the security guards and you know how to get around and get from one place to another quickly, and the rafters are comfortable so you can go up there and put up remote cameras and strobes, which we shoot most of the games with, those are my favorite arenas. And Nassau, through all these years that I've shot there, I'm just so comfortable there. It's like a pair of old shoes, maybe with some holes in the soles, but it's a comfortable place to shoot.
Absolutely. And conversely, shooting in a place like when you were over in Sochi, shooting at the Bolshoi Ice Dome and the Shaiba Arena, are those, you know, walking in without ever being in there present a lot of challenges?
The biggest challenge in Sochi for me was probably the same thing the players faced, was getting used to the international ice surface. When you photograph something, you know, where there's that 15-foot difference in width in an arena, a lot of things come into play. Your lens selection, where you decide you want to shoot the game from, where you're going to put remote cameras. I mean, the benefit in both those arenas, they're gorgeous, brand new, sparkling, clean arenas, clean glass to shoot through, even though it, you know, we're privileged in the National Hockey League to shoot in most arenas. We're shooting through a hole, so it's a lot easier to operate. But the photo positions there were great. They were terrific hosts for all the media who were there.
Absolutely. You talk about shooting through these holes. Have you ever had any close calls, puck coming through that?
You know, I've had some where we've had sticks come through. I've been lucky enough to duck out of the way from sticks and pucks that have come through the hole. I've been hit enough times in the early days, one in particular, cracked ribs at Madison Square Garden, that you have that sense of being a little safer behind the holes. And, of course, about 3 years ago at Nassau Coliseum, a puck hit the net over my head and fluttered down. And when I mean fluttered, it just sailed down very slowly and cracked me on the head, and that was a good 4 stitches.
Oh.
So you can get it from any angle when you're anywhere in a hockey arena. Fans should keep that in mind.
Absolutely. Bruce, how far has sports photography come since the first time you picked up a camera back in the 70s?
Oh, you know, it's the essence of the change in technology. I mean, it's something that we've all gone through with things we deal with in the home, whether it's computers or televisions. Photography, I mean, the early days when I got started, it was black and white film and then color slide. Canada Cup and World Cup tournaments, a few of the early tournaments, we brought dark rooms, myself and my main assistant, Brian Winkler. I mean, we spent years going to some of these tournaments and setting up dark rooms in hotel rooms, chemicals and all. You know, then we went on to process our own stuff in a lab, color slide film. We were even processing that material. And sure enough, the change to digital, I mean, now, you know, the biggest difference now is you don't have to wait 2 or 3 days to find out that you screwed up in what you shot. Now you know immediately that you screwed up in what you shot. So it's very different. I mean, now what we're doing is between periods, I'm transmitting, I'm looking at everything that I photographed during a period and transmitting anywhere from 3 to 10 images between periods so that clients have it immediately for their web use.
Wow, wow, that's amazing. And I understand someone was saying that you've actually made a selection of some of your favorite photographs?
Yes, there are a couple of light boxes that we put together. The one site, I believe, it's called infocus.gettyimages.com. infocus.gettyimages.com, and there's a selection of my top 10 there. And believe me, when you go from looking at 2 million images, trying to whittle it down to your favorite stuff, it's not the easiest, and there are a lot more images there that could have made that final hit, but I had to make the cut somewhere. So there's a box of 10 there with some descriptions on each of those.
Great. I'm sure, you know, people who listen to our podcast and everybody involved with USA Hockey, you know, who loves the game, would love to see what you consider the best images from so many years. Lastly, Bruce, I just wanted to ask you, what would you attribute your secret to, your longevity to?
I think it's love of the sport. You know, I think we all know when we do something that we love, it gets us out of the house and it gets us up in the morning, energizes us. And I've had a passion for this for so many years. The passion hasn't died. It's something that I plan on continuing for a long, long time. Maybe not another 5,000 games, but I think I have a few more thousand to go, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you know, as somebody who gets to run some of your great images in USA Hockey Magazine, we appreciate everything that you do and the way that you're able to capture the action on the ice. And there's only one Bruce Bennett, and we're certainly glad you took the time today to talk to us.
Well, thanks, Harry. I appreciate the compliments, and honestly, there's nothing that I love more than having my pictures featured in USA Hockey Magazine.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, and thanks everybody out there for listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.